Well, hi, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio, the day after President's Day, February 20th, 2018. Thanks so much for joining us. I've been looking forward to the show we're going to do right now for a while now. This is the first time this wonderful organization in education has been on the show, and I'm thrilled to have them. It's the computer science, heavy stuff these days, hello, the Computer Science Teachers Association, and I'm looking forward to my guests being here, and I hope it's the first of many visits with the group, Jake Baskin, who's their new executive director. All right, and he's going to tell us about all the wonderful things they're trying to accomplish this year, their conferences, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org. We shall tweet it out, as we always do, over on Twitter at EduTalk Radio, the same place over on Facebook, EduTalk Radio. Follow us, friend us, okay? We'd love to have you here, and you're going to learn a lot today, just like I am, about CSTA. So without further ado, let me bring on the one and only Jake Baskin. Hi, Jake. It's Larry Jacobs.
Hi, Larry. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And as I said, I hope it's the first of many that we do together. It's a good organization. I found out about you guys through a contact at the Microsoft, and I'm embarrassed I had never heard of you before because I work with all these various departmental associations, and it's great to have you here.
Great, yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, where are you located? I know the group is in upstate New York. Are you up there?
So I actually am based in Chicago, but our association right now is headquartered up in Albany.
Right, and where in Chicago? I used to live there.
Oh, great. I am working out of my home office right now in the neighborhood of Pilsen.
Wow, super. Superb. And are you going to go to ISTE? That's an easy jump. It's in Chicago this year.
Yeah, a great location, so I definitely plan on stopping by there.
Good enough, and I will meet you there, my friend. It's good. You've had a long, long, long career. I don't know how old you are. I don't want to do too many longs, okay? But you were a high school computer science teacher, a department chair, professional development provider with Chicago Public Schools, who are having some troubles these days, okay? So it's important to get those kids educated, okay? And you wanted to get, you know, you wanted to increase access. It's perfect. You were director of the State Government Affairs for code.org, okay? And you've got a great background here, man. So you're going to take all that expertise and take it over to the Computer Science Teachers Association. CSTeachers.org. CSTeachers.org. Right, Jake?
Exactly. That's us. And I'm really excited to dive into this new adventure. You know, I was a CSTA member from my first month teaching computer science in the Chicago Public Schools, and it's been a truly life-changing organization for me. So I'm so excited to be able to jump in and continue providing that support that really was just such an incredible thing for me in my first year teaching computer science.
It's great. It's so wonderful that you were a member. Okay, been a longtime member. Now you're the executive director. It's all in your hands now. You got the whole world in your hands, Jake. Okay, it's just that simple. Wow, it's really cool. How long has the association been around?
So it was initially founded by the Association for Computing Machinery, the ACM, in 2004. So been around for a little bit, been growing pretty rapidly, especially in the last few years with the dramatic increase in computer science education, you know, nationwide. But has a nice history, and really, you know, it was the first organization that was thinking about and supporting computer science teachers in this way back when it wasn't at the front of the headline. So really exciting to see all of the momentum around this and see how we can welcome in these new computer science teachers and support them as they grow in their professional careers.
Absolutely. And where do computer science educators come from? And it's not like the facts of life. I don't mean it that way. Okay. But where do they come from school-wise? Are they usually engineers who go into teaching? Are they getting certified in computer science education from school? Where do they come from?
Yeah, that's a great question and a huge challenge in the space right now that that we collectively need to address. The really amazing truth about computer science teachers is they're coming from every subject area. I would say a large majority of the current K-12 computer science teachers came into education and teaching through a different field. So they were maybe certified in math,
like
science, or English,
yeah, you
or
were
the arts.
You were science.
So I was lucky. I came in and was able to start teaching computer science immediately. So that is my background. But a lot of the teachers I've worked with in professional development and just teachers that are coming into the field are certified in something else, but say they want to take this on because they realize how important it is for their students and are doing a lot of work outside of their normal workday to get up to speed and be able to offer these courses, which is incredible to see.
And was I right? Were you a science? Were you a trained science teacher, so to speak, before you became a computer science teacher?
I entered teaching through CTE, and so Career and Technical Education, and was able to jump into computer science through that pathway.
Wow, wonderful. Well, I have to ask, what did you major in CTE? What were you an expert in?
So I was a computer science major in school. So I was lucky to be able to bring that into the classroom.
Wow.
And I try not to think too hard about, you know, how much all of my friends and you know, co-majors who went on to work at Google and Microsoft and all of those great companies. But
and are making,
you know, I got
$600,000 a year. Yes.
Yeah.
The lament of many, but it's okay because you're doing wonderful stuff out there, and I think it's just great. And I hope more and more people, we've got to encourage the folks in computer science to go into education. This is a key thing. All right, and we've got to get them certified in whatever it is, be it CTE, computer science. Is there certification in computer science too?
It really dramatically varies by state, and I would say in most places there's not a direct certification pathway.
Wow.
There are occasionally endorsements that you can add on. That was actually, you know, I entered the classroom wanting to be a computer science teacher, and there was no direct pathway in Illinois to say you majored in computer science and you do your education classes. Here's how you become a computer science teacher. And so that's why I had to go through the industry pathway, and because of my industry experience could do that. There isn't really a direct way unless you're certified in something else first.
And this is going to be probably the dumbest question you've ever heard, okay? But I want to ask it because I'm not a computer science person. I have a computer, and I know how to work it. What are you when you're a computer science teacher, what are you teaching the kids? And I'm being serious here. And how do you work with the other departments? Okay, that's my question. What do you teach the kids?
Yeah, so it is such a broad field that there's so much to engage in. But at its heart, introductory computer science classes are really about understanding those building blocks and basics of computer science, and then getting to use them to make computers and computing a tool that you have to impact the world, as opposed to just something that you're using. Students are in introductory courses are often learning the basics of programming, which is, you know, one piece of a broader computer science education, but also learning about how to work with big data. What are the implications of that? Both the fact that there's so much data collected and how we can analyze that and analyze that in incredibly new ways because of computers. Thinking about building and designing websites or creating mobile apps that you can share and use with this goal of improving the community or making something better about your school. Another one that I think is so cool and is being added to curriculum more and more is really understanding how the internet works. So getting beyond this, okay, I understand I can log in, but what's really happening behind the scenes and what does it mean to have a network of that size and how to work with it?
Wow.
But
it's incredible. So cool, all this stuff changes the world every day. It all changes the world every day.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to know this stuff.
Yeah, that's what I think is so exciting. There's so much focus in the media, especially about this being driven by economic factors. And, you know, if you want to get a high-paying job, this is something you should learn. And that's true. These are the most in-demand and highest-paying jobs in the country. But more important than that to me personally is I think about students right now, and if you look around the world outside, There's no way you could explain what's going on without understanding a little computer science. I mean, we are attached to computers our entire day. You know, I feel lost if I don't have my phone with me. And if you don't understand what's behind it, the world just must seem like magic to you.
Wow. And it's amazing. I'm thinking as you said that, it's basically the Matrix. Okay, we're all just dots and dashes out there, you know, and these guys in black are chasing us, and without you, they're going to catch us. Okay, what are the hot things right now? And you know this, certainly, you work there at code.org, is coding, all right? And is that I have to ask this the right way. Is coding the key to teaching computer science, or is it the whole philosophical, et cetera, aspect of living in a computer age? Where's it go?
So I think a common misconception that is floating out there is that there's this, you know, coding is what we're talking about. And coding, or it's just another way to say programming, is one narrow aspect of computer science. It is how we can take algorithms that could solve a problem or, you know, computational things that we're working on and put them in a form that a computer can act on, but that is a pretty limited portion of what the full field is. And so I think without including these bigger questions about, you know, analyzing data and how does that affect decisions we make and how you know, there perhaps biases that pop up in that data, thinking about how we can use these tools to improve things around us is what is, you know, going to make the world a better place and what is much more engaging and exciting to students, and especially students that are traditionally underrepresented in computing classes. And including programming is part of that, but it's certainly not the whole thing.
Right, and we're going to talk about equality and diversity and equity, I should say, and access and diversity, which is probably part of your bailiwick too. But I'm curious, Jake, and I know you're just moving into the executive director's job over at CSTA, again, csteachers.org. How many school districts, and there's, just so you know, there are 12,000 of them, maybe 13,000 now, in the school district, in the country. How many school districts really have a computer science course, a percentage-wise? And if you don't know the number, it can be just anecdotal.
Yeah, so that is actually a hot question that a lot of people are trying to get a more detailed answer on right now, because it is so hard to say. But we know based on some surveys run by Gallup recently, some work that a few other folks have done, that it's certainly less than half of all schools in the U.S. right now are offering a computer science course. So it really a majority of public school students in this country don't even have the option to say, I want to take this class, much less engage deeply in it.
That's not good, Jake. Right? In this age of technology. Okay? And I think school districts think, and you said it a minute ago, that if we're teaching coding, we're basically on the computer science track. Okay, and coding is important. You certainly know that, and it's a new language, and it's going to be the basis of a lot of ways we communicate. Already is, for goodness sakes. Okay, but they're missing the bigger picture. All right, and I think we really have to. I'm going to help you get this. Keep getting the word out here, because this is really key. And if we're lacking, we got to make sure that this doesn't happen anymore. So we'll say 40% of schools, 45% of schools have computer science. Okay, of course you need the right teacher to teach it. That's another aspect of all this. This is really interesting. Now that you're the king, and you are the king, Jake, King Jake. Okay. Where are you going to take the association? And by the way, I have to tell you, I have to tell you, I didn't mean that geographically, because you guys do pick winter climates, Chicago and Albany. You need to think about Honolulu or San Diego. But that's another story. Okay. Where are you going to take this thing?
Yeah. That's a great question, and thanks for asking. I am really interested in focusing us on what has been our bread and butter for since our founding, which is building strong local communities of computer science teachers. You know, I think back to my experience, and I know from talking with teachers across the country that this is a common experience where you launch a computer science department in your school, and you're excited about it and trying to figure out what to do. And you kind of look around with a little bit of jealousy when you see everyone else going to a department meeting where they actually have colleagues who can say, well, I'm trying this, and here's how we're going to, you know, align across, you know, a number of courses to build up student knowledge and skills. And I was literally just sitting alone in a classroom during our department prep time. And what I walked into in Chicago, in the Chicago CSPA chapter, was this incredible computer science department that spanned an entire city and that I could connect with and get ideas from, make incredible friends. And that's what is really strongest for teachers. And with all of these new computer science teachers coming to the fold, we need to focus on strengthening and building those communities. So that's where I'm going to focus in developing our leadership in those chapters and seeing how they can grow and expand and provide really high quality, peer led professional development in regions across the country. And then expanding that community to a national and international level. And so we have our annual conference every year, which has been growing dramatically. It is,
where is that,
it is doubled in the last few years. This summer, it's going to be held in Omaha, Nebraska, which is a wonderful place to be in July. So I encourage everyone to sign up to attend. It is the world's premier.
Omaha's okay. Omaha's a good place. Nebraskans are great people, and it's a great place. Why did you say that in July? Are you concerned about something there? What July? July in Omaha. What's the matter with that? The stakes are good all year long. Okay.
Oh no, I meant that very seriously. It is going to be an exciting place for our conference to be held this summer, and would love to see those that are interested and excited about computer science education join us. There's going to be a collection of sort of the leading practitioners around the country and even internationally coming there to talk about what's been working, what's newest, and be able to see and try out some of the exciting things that are happening in CS education.
And I might add something. By the way, Omaha's great, okay? And I really mean that. I love to see when the associations use cities that aren't the big ones, you know, the obvious ones, Orlando, Chicago, Boston, okay, San Antonio, okay, all the conferences are in these giant cities, okay? And when I see what I'll call it a second tier city, so to speak, okay, in terms of population, I think that's wonderful. Last year, I remember, well, the AASL, the American Association of School Librarians, used Columbus, Ohio. They used Hartford, Connecticut, and they were wonderful conferences. The towns are manageable. The people are always happy to have you there, et cetera. So I think Omaha is a great choice. And like I said, the stakes are always good. And the most important thing, I do believe that Southwest Airlines flies there. You got no problem,
yes,
everybody.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, all you need is Southwest. That's all there is. That's all there is to it. And it'll be terrific. What days is it in Omaha?
So it is
the
weekend following 4th of July, and I'm now stuttering and realizing I don't have the exact dates in front of me, and I don't want to screw it up.
Like,
it will be July 7th through 10th. Sorry for the hesitation there.
That's all right. I actually wrote down, as you were saying, that July 10th. July 7th through 10th in Omaha. Okay? And maybe I'll even pop out there. I've never been to Omaha. Okay?
Yeah, you should come. It is really an incredible opportunity to see, you know, the who's who in computer science education and get a sense for what's coming. What are the new things that I can try out in my classroom? I think it'd be a great place to find some more guests for this show.
Absolutely. Well, you're going to help me do that. We're going to do a lot of shows together, I hope. But you do like me, right, Jake, so we can do more shows?
Absolutely.
There you go, man. Okay. I want to say something else about that. Okay. While it's important for people who are interested in their computer science classrooms, a conference like this, and again, this is a growing side of education, okay, the CSTA, et cetera, okay, it is extremely important. Okay, for superintendents, curriculum directors, et cetera, and school board members, I might add, to go to a conference like this. CSTeachers.org, Computer Science Teachers Association, going to be in Omaha July 7th through the 10th. Okay, it's extremely important because they are in the same boat I'm in. They think that they're teaching coding, they're teaching computer science. Okay, that's not the case. And you know, we talked about the 45% and the 65%, et cetera, or the 55%, excuse me, okay? We don't know what's going on. Schools that say they have the computer science, they need to have cutting-edge stuff, all right? We need to get the companies, et cetera, that are out there in education and beyond, I might add, like Google, to participate. Well, Google's in education, in this, an exhibit, et cetera. Will there be exhibitors there?
Yes, so we will have a number of exhibitors, so it is a wonderful opportunity to see all of those different options that are out there, from different curriculum to new tools that you can use. Some incredible things are happening with robotics that are really fun to bring into the classroom. And
yeah.
We'll have folks from, you know, Bird Brain that makes the Finch, and others that are able to...
Oh, Bird Brain in Pittsburgh. I love those guys.
Doing.
I love those guys.
Yeah.
They're great guys.
So I couldn't have said it better myself when I'm highlighting how for superintendents or other curriculum directors and administrators that are thinking about computer science or wondering what's going on, this is an incredible place to see everything and not just be caught by, you know, what is, you know, the most marketed or what has the biggest advertising budget, but to hear directly from teachers about what they're excited about and what's working. And, you know, all of our sessions are submitted and are a chance to highlight what is happening in teachers' classrooms that are really effective and great. And so if you're trying to decide what curriculum to bring into your district, this is a wonderful place to say, here are a bunch of options, and here's a real teacher telling me what has happened and how it works.
Yeah. ASCD, what used to be the American Society for Curriculum Development, now just ASCD, the initials. I hope, Jake, you maybe talk everybody into getting you to go out there. It's in Boston at the end of March. Okay? And that's curriculum. And people need to understand this about what you guys are doing. Okay? Again, I'm going to say it. It's deeper than coding. Okay, and it is the wave. It's the wave of the future for schools, but it's the wave of now. Okay, this is key stuff, and you have to get. We just have to get fully involved in this, just like social studies, math, science, all that sort of stuff. Okay, and by the way, Jake, I got to tell you something. You might want to follow up on this one. At 1 o'clock, I've got a call with a group. I don't know them yet, but I'm going to talk to their executive director or their mad president, whatever he is. It's the. Have you ever heard of the Unmanned Safety Institute? You're bringing up robots and stuff.
I have not.
Neither had I. And I was on an EdWeek site last week, and an ad popped up. And I'm thinking, what is this doing here? It's all about programming drones and to make them safe, unmanned safety in schools, unmanned flying objects in schools, UFOs, if I may. The Unmanned Safety Institute. It's interesting. So I'm going to talk to them. Guy's name's Aaron Greenwood. I'm going to talk to them around 1 o'clock today. I want to ask you, I'm going to pop out some of our favorite words, all right, and you're going to just talk about them, okay? Here they go. You ready, computer science guy?
I'm ready.
Okay. Word one, this is, I give the organization's positions, I know they're all positive, inclusion, what do you mean by that? What do we mean when it comes to CSTA? Inclusion, diversity, I'll give them all, you can put them all together, inclusion,
okay.
Diversity, equity, there you go, put it together.
So this is such a huge focus in computer science. Obviously, it's you said it, these are words that are important everywhere, but especially within computer science, we are focused on creating learning environments that are welcoming to all students. When we look at who's traditionally participated in CS classes, it's been overwhelmingly male, overwhelmingly white, and we have this, you know, incredible stereotype of who a computer scientist is. And when we look at research around computing education in particular, it's clear that if we change how we describe computer science, if we change how we frame it and what we teach, we can make it much more exciting for young students who want to engage but have been pushed away because of these different barriers. So we're focusing on providing professional development to help teachers think about how they recruit. You know, what does it mean if you just go into the advanced math class and say, oh, you're in advanced math, you'd be great at computer science. Well, that might be true, but there are a lot of other reasons that you could be great in computer science. Like you're in an art class and love it, and there's incredible alignment between what's happening in art classes and how really effective computer science classes are run. It is about creating new things. And so changing a lot of the discussion around that is a focus of ours, especially when thinking about how we can prepare teachers and how we can support new teachers coming into the field.
What do you think it is, and I'll just use your examples there, that kind of holds back African-American kids, maybe Latino kids, females, okay, of all stripes, all right? Is it just that they don't have the access that a rich suburban kid might have? And that kind of is stereotypical right there. I don't mean to imply anything by that. What is it that holds these kids who are just as bright and smart and want to get ahead and all that as everybody else? Is it just the original access? Especially females. Females are females. They're across every board. They play with computers all the time. Okay? What's holding them back? We got to do this.
So these are great questions. I mean, so there is this baseline, just access. You know, we talk about most schools in this country not offering a computer science class. Well, that dramatically is just limiting anyone from getting engaged in it unless something that is happening outside of school time. And so that naturally is going to, you know, fall to students that have, you know, those opportunities presented to them. But when we look at even what's happening within the school day, there's so many other factors that pop up around understanding of what computer science is. I think about, you know, counselors who are sitting down with students, and if you're sitting down with a freshman and helping them register for classes, you're going to look at what those required classes are and only even jump to offering a computer science class maybe if a student expresses interest. And if everything you've seen about computer science in middle school and leading up to that was, well, this is what the boys do, that's who's going to then say, oh, I want to take that class. So in how we message it and how we sort of prepare everyone within the school administration to understand what's going on in these classes and why they're important will really make a huge difference.
And we got to make sure that the colleges of teacher education, if I may be so bold, I work with them a lot. I'm going to their conference next week in Baltimore. Okay, we're going to do live shows from there. They also have to push this. Okay, they have to create a curriculum for future teachers at that level. Okay, to make sure that the pipeline continues, because everybody's agreed computers are where the world is. Okay, have you talked to any of those type of associations, Jake, about getting more teachers in?
So I think that is really the next frontier. We've spent the last few years focusing on building this intermediate system where we can work with in-service teachers and help bring them into the field. But that is what's next. And so I think those conversations are just starting. And it's really a chicken and egg scenario where it's both the colleges that are preparing teachers and state departments of education that need to all work together to say, we're going to create these pathways. So there's incentive for a university to create a computer science teacher program. And that's a great way to tie in, if I may. Another really important part of what CSTA does, which is we've created computer science standards, and we actually just released a revised version of them this past summer that highlight what from K through 12 does computer science look like for students and should be the basis for building them into states, what they're offering to students, and into those university programs, what we need to prepare teachers for.
Well, Jake, what I want to do, I didn't know that about the new standards, and that's absolutely wonderful, okay? What I want to do, and I'm sure Karen over at the CSTA is listening, I want to set up a second show. I would have set up plenty of shows, but I want to set up a second show, and I'd love to talk about those standards, okay, so that school districts understand this, okay? Can we do that? Set up with something else?
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm always happy to talk about that, and I think it would be great to bring in some of the states that have thought about this as well. You know,
I would love
just
it.
A couple
if
weeks
you
ago,
know the
Pennsylvania
folks that
adopted
I work
these.
With,
and,
yeah, because I work with, I work with the CCC, the Chief States Council, Chief State School Officers. They're always on my show. Okay. I would love for you to bring on some of the states with you. We can have more than one guest per show, so to speak. Okay. They just call in and we'll get into a whole discussion with you leading the charge on what's going on in the states that are really moving and moving correctly for computer science education. I would love to do that.
Yeah, I think that would be really interesting to hear from their perspective as well.
It would be great. And also, I'd be happy if you want when their conference is over. They're too busy right now, like anybody before a conference. But if you want to meet the folks in the Teacher Education Association, I'll be happy to facilitate an introduction for you.
That would be great. You know, at this point, just coming in the position, I am ready to talk to everyone and anyone.
Well, I'm going to their conference, although it's next week in Baltimore, next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I'll be doing live shows from there. And maybe we can do some live shows in Omaha. Let's think about that.
Yeah.
Omaha in summer. A lot of people think it's not the place to go, but I say it is. Okay? Everybody,
yeah.
At csteachers.org. Yeah, it's going to be great. Jake, thanks a million for this. We're going to do a lot more. We're going to get this together.
Great, yeah.
Friend.
Thanks so much, Larry. Yeah,
oh,
I'm looking forward to it.
Believe me, my pleasure. And a big shout-out to Karen for helping me put this together, Karen Wendling. Okay, Jake, have a good Chicago day. Go Cubbies.
Thanks, you too, Larry.
I say go Bears, but there's no point, okay? So good luck, Cubbies. All right, you take care, my friend. Thank you so much. Okay, that's Jake Baskin. Great ideas coming down the pike. New executive director of the Computer Science Teachers Association. Please check this out, everybody. csteachers.org. And again, their conference is in July in Omaha. Great stakes. All right, we're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org and tweet it out over at EduTalk Radio. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.